joining me now, courtside associate head coach Matt McKillop. And Matt, you know, we talked at halftime, things going pretty well. Kansas hadn't made a three. And then the second half, they used a pretty big, significant run there where it seemed as the Wildcats were having a little difficulty getting out and guarding the three.
Yeah, and that first three they hit, we went on a quick 6-0 run and had a nice start to the half. And that first three that they got was off of a rebound that they got at the free throw line. And that's something that we work at. That's something that we feel like is inexcusable. You should get every rebound when someone misses a free throw. And we practice this especially against Kansas because they're traditionally – or this year they've not been a great free throw shooting team. And now they shot it fairly well today. But that got them going, and that got them feeling good. And then they from there went on that great run, and we didn't do a good enough stopping them on the defensive end.
You play a team like Kansas. You play in this venue, which you know you won at back in 2011. But put in perspective for people at home, just the margin of error and how quickly this game it turned into an 18-point game in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, and when you have a team as athletic and as big and as talented as Kansas, and they're in an environment in a home field environment like this, that's all it really takes. And if you look at the numbers. It was on fast breaks. It was off of turnovers, or if it was off of second chance points. And when we did get stops, and then took it to the other end, one thing that we did fairly well in the second half was we got to the free throw line, but we didn't convert. And when you leave a free throw at the line, and then have to get back on defense, it's a little bit demoralizing because you've run offense, you've got good shots, you've got open ones right there at the line, and we left too many there. And I think that really hurt our rhythm both offensively and then put us on our heels a little bit defensively.
And, Matt, I know, you know, loss, never good, but trying to extract a couple of positives. I thought you guys shot the ball better from the three-point line. And then a couple individual performances. Peyton always looks calm and cool, 22 points. But Nathan Ekwu off the bench, 10 points, 8 rebounds. He played solid.
Nathan was great. And you know, not being able to play him in the second half when he picked up foul trouble hurt us. And then John Axel as well. When John Axel picked up that third and fourth foul, we wanted to play Peyton at the three, and we wanted to play Peyton at the three because we thought it would give us an advantage on the glass. But what it did is it put everybody out of position defensively, and we thought we could get it done. We thought we were prepared as well as we could have, but you know, a few times they got those open lanes, but it just put us out of position, one defensively, but then two on the glass. And it was those offensive rebounds, those putbacks, and those fouls that they picked up as a result of that where they were really able to build on that lead.
Talk a little bit about Frank Mason. Came in at 20.5 points, one of the best guards in the country. He was slow in that first half. Still didn't shoot well, but he still got his 18 points.
He's terrific. You know, we didn't get to play against Joel Berry last week at North Carolina, but I would think that Joel Berry and Frank Mason are going to be in a head-to-head race for who the best point guard in the country is. And, you know, he can quietly have 18 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds. I thought we did a pretty darn good job on him. He made some open shots there towards the end of the game. But he just controls the game in so many different ways. And you know, he really had to guard Jack for – I mean, he played 36 minutes. Jack played 34. I think he guarded Jack every minute of the game. And to guard one of the best scorers in the country and Jack Gibbs, to hold him to 12 points on 3 of 14 shooting, you know, he may not have the steals, but I think that really shows the type of player he is on both ends of the court. And that's why he's a senior, he's a leader, and that's why Kansas is going to have a chance to win a national championship.
Now before I let you go, Matt, I know you're expecting the first child right around the corner, and we've been on the road 7 of 8, so is it going to be nice to get back home here for 3 games?
Hopefully I can watch the game film by the time we get home on the flight because I'm going to want to be a little pleasant around my 39-week pregnant wife when I walk through the door. When Joey asked me to come do the radio, I said, can I check real quick to find out if my wife went into labor in the last 2 hours? So I don't think anything's happened. But it does put things in perspective a little bit. We've had a tough go here, 3 straight losses, all of them on the road. But to now be able to go home, hopefully get a few wins, and then welcome a new member of the family, hopefully in the next few days or in the next week or so. You know, it's something that could really get us in the holiday spirit after a loss like this.
Well, Matt, I appreciate your time. Best of luck going forward when we get home and with a little one on the way. Nothing like it.
Thanks a lot, Jared.